You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Who got it better than us?
Nobody!
This Michigan is our time.
McCord fires! Intercepted! And Michigan will win the game!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown! The Eagles win! Hurts does it again!
Earlier on the show, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host Chris Long. Coming up, Vikings quarterback Josh Dobbs. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat with Chris Long of Greenlight Pod talking about the Eagles and the Bills game that was so awesome to watch in the rain, the cold rain. I mean, we're having our last Monday night in the month of November. Weather's changing. Games are getting bigger. The stakes are getting higher. And tonight's Absolutely. Monday night game features one of my favorite players in the last several years to watch, Josh Dobbs. We haven't had him on, right, Chris? We've never had
Josh Dobbs on.
Well, that changes in hour three.
Very excited.
Changes in hour three. Phone calls are lit. Love it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're definitely going to take your phone calls in a short order, but we have to pause for the moment and talk about the big game.
Let me get my popcorn ready.
Michigan, Ohio State. Now, we came on the air 9 years ago, right? 9 years ago, and we were just coming out of the whole Rich Rod, Brady Hoke stuff, and I came on the air when I heard the Niners and Jim Harbaugh were not doing very well together. Mm. Made it one of my first causes here in this program to say, we need Jim. Gotta have Jim. Everybody told me, you're crazy. Guess what we got? We got Jim. And things, took a while to turn around. Certainly against Ohio State. And there was a rented mule, and we got beaten like it, and all that sort of stuff. And there was a close game and an overtime, a double overtime with a spot and all that. And it just was very difficult to take because that's all I would hear is from Ohio State people. Like, and it would be stuff like, you know, man, it would be nice to get that rivalry back again, you know. Be nice, you know, to get that big game back again, but, you know, only you guys held up your end of the bargain. Heard that a lot. And it sucked, quite frankly. And then the worm, as we know, a couple years ago, turned. I had a great time on this program then. That was great. Came on, spoke with my chest.
Said it with your chest.
And then everybody in Ohio State thought, oh, well, that's just an outlier. And then they did it again.
Two in a row.
And so going for three in a row for the first time since the mid-90s this weekend, and I, last week, agreed that it's the biggest game in the history of this rivalry. Both teams undefeated, and again, this is the last time there will only be four teams going into the college football playoffs, meaning future Michigan-Ohio State games at the end of November will be to basically talk about seeding, maybe, who gets a bye week, who gets to host a game, not like who's in and who's out.
Right.
Last such one of these. But then, you know, talking about the elephant in the maize and blue room, the whole Connor Stallions ticket purchasing scheme, elaborate scheme that the Big Ten said meant Jim Harbaugh needed to be sat for three games, and Jim fought it and then accepted it, which means there's some there, and that's all Ohio State fans need to fill the void of their wins, the conversation being, well, we knew there had to be something fishy for Michigan to start actually dominating. Had to be something up that we can't compute even though they were a physically more imposing team and seemed to want it more. And we sense that when we talk about our coach all the time in Ryan Day. Why does Michigan suddenly seem to want it more? But they put that to bed. No, don't think about that and the play calling and all that sort of business. There has to be a scheme. And I knew that was all on the line because that's all Ohio State needed was one win to have that wipe out everything that I had seen and we had all seen to turn this series around, turn the Michigan fortunes around, turn the Big Ten around. So when this game started and it was tight, Michigan goes up 14-3 on a disputed touchdown. Should it have been a turnover? Should it have been a touchdown? I sat there thinking to myself, you know what? I've seen controversial calls by officials go against me in this series before. Maybe, just maybe, it's the thumb on the scale by the football gods. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. But it's 14-3, and then, hey, after that interception that Michigan had, and it needed about 15 snaps to get it in the end zone, despite it being from the 10-yard line in, at least it felt that way. You know, and Sherrone Moore, our interim head coach, was leaning on the run a lot. I'm like, uh-oh, here comes Ohio State. And sure enough, in the third quarter, after Michigan scored a field goal to start that second half, Ohio State runs it right down Michigan's throat. I mean, that series was impressive. And that Marvin Harrison Jr., in the history of this series, like Zeke Elliott maybe scared me more. Garrett Wilson. You know, there's a bunch of great receivers. I mean, this guy is like a nightmare. Beast. You know? And after the game, you know, there was a whole bunch of conversation about why didn't they throw to him more. He said he's never seen coverage like this. Well, he better get used to it because Michigan treated him like the Pro Bowler he might already be right now. And he still scored a touchdown. And that was frightening too, because that was like a Don Brown defensive coordinated Michigan touchdown where he's untouched off the line of scrimmage, untouched running across, and then untouched as he's running in. That had me flash back to those 60 burger days, right? And that's when I turned to Susie and I said to her, she can attest to this. I turned to her, I'm like, why does this mean so much to me? I just wish this didn't mean so damn much to me. Because I'm like not enjoying it. Like I'm on edge. I'm, again, looking at my children to try and calm myself down. Let's find the love and treat them. If I'd be a good dad in this moment, not only is it good, you know, model for them, but I'm also, maybe it's good karma. Maybe the football gods will give me a little help here because I'm being a good guy to the kids. Honestly, I'm just not thinking straight. That's how badly I wanted this one. And then Michigan took the lead. Zach Zinter goes down, 41 starts. This kid has his leg snap. And by the way, the Michigan staff went out to console the Ohio State player who was involved in that as well.
Yeah, it was rough.
It was wild. And, you know, momentum seemed to switch then, but then Ohio State gets it back, and then they score, and then Michigan now has to just run out the clock or score points, and then we all saw what happened. They run it down to about a minute to go, kick a field goal, give Ohio State a shot to go down the field, get pressure on the court up the gut, and then an interception to seal it. And that's when I realized why it meant so much to me, because it's so damn sweet. The sun shined brighter, food tastes better, and life gets better minute by minute. Like right now, this win feels better to me than when I started the sentence. And it now feels better to me than it did before you just left, TJ. Seriously, Sherrone Moore winning it. Because what do you hear from Ohio State right now? Silence. Nothing. 0.0 in my direction, in their own direction. Oh, they're pointing fingers and firing away. Oh, that's happening right now, which is another thing that makes this so damn sweet. So sweet. And especially the silence on what they were ready to say about the last 2 years. It was Connor Stallions. It was the cheating. It wasn't us and it wasn't them. It was the cheating. They were ready to pounce. You think I'm wrong? This is what Coach Ryan Day had to say in a local interview just days before the game. Might even be just 2 days before the big game, before he got on the bus or the flight to go up to Ann Arbor.
It's like that every year, right? I mean, this game comes every year, and this is how you're evaluated. We know that. And, you know, we've learned a lot about, you know, what's gone on the last couple of years, and so we're going to be really prepared to play in this one.
There's been a lot said over the last couple of years.
A lot said.
There's been a lot going on the last few weeks.
A lot going on.
Investigation and everything. You've taken the high road on the whole thing.
Here we go.
And you're continuing to do that.
Yeah. I don't think it does any good to comment on it right now. I think there'll be a time and place for that. What matters is this game and getting our guys prepared to go win it.
I think the time and place has arrived, don't you? What has gone in the last 2 years? And let's add a third year on top of it. Show it. Show it to everybody at home. There it is. 3-0. 39 points per game on average. Rushing for 235.
That's a lot.
On average. Getting 6 yards on average per rush in your face, in the trenches, in your gut. Let's talk about that and the fact that Connor Stallions, long gone, ripped out root and branch to the point where it was ripped out so root and branch, Harbaugh wasn't there. Ryan Day now has as many wins against Michigan as Sharon Moore has against Ohio State. Oh, that's so glorious. I cannot tell you how glorious that is, especially if we eventually find at the end of the day you want to talk conspiracy theories. How did the NCAA get a fully baked investigation placed in its lap, knock on the door? Hey, you should be looking at this feller named Stallions on the Michigan staff. Harbaugh sitting at home for 3 games. Who were the coaches who bitched and moaned about it? Who were the athletic directors? Maybe, just maybe it was the one who was in the face of a Michigan stadium worker telling him to get behind the yellow line on the sideline, saying, I can get the Big Ten involved in this. Sorry, you only get one of those. And it's what sat the coach at home. And you know what? Now you're hearing Ohio State fans finally spelling the letter M. How about that? Because you can't spell Texas A&M without the M. You want to send your coach to Texas A&X? That's what I'm hearing. Please don't. Guy recruits his head off. Guy's got a ton of talent on that side of the ball. And nobody can blow a whistle in a huddle, hopping up and down and allowing his fellas to dance on the big house turf before the game like this guy. I love him. I love him. I hope he stays forever. This would be great. He doesn't deserve that. He does not deserve that. Guy's won 50 or more other games. Come on now. Look at his total record. And Chris, I want to speak about this part of it too. First time I did this sort of damn thing on Ohio State a few years ago, I think you all were, you know, in my camp. Look at Rich. Say it with your chest.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
And then year two, it happened.
Pump it up.
You were like, okay. You did 2 years in a row. And if you told me back then when the worm began to turn, I was hoping that it would be 3 years in a row. I'm like, get out of here. I would have thought you'd be all in with me. But I understand. Michigan has its detractors. And I kind of know how you feel, Chris, from the Spygate back in the day. Yep, you did it. Yep. I guess we forfeited our coach for three games, right? In the same way you forfeited a draft choice, right?
Sure.
We forfeited our guy.
Sure.
But I understand you didn't want it to take away from all the banners. That's not the reason why you had the banners. You had the banners because you had some great players, you had some great coaches, and we didn't know what they did with the video. They couldn't use it in the game or whatever. You never knew. But we all assumed there had to be something up with the Patriots. I kind of feel the same way right now.
Everyone else assumed that. But.
I know. I kind of now have a newfound respect for you, sir. Having to deal with all that.
It's kind of fun being hated, right?
And guess what? It is.
Yeah.
And I never thought that way about it.
It's fun.
Bring it.
Yeah.
I never thought that
Embrace
I would
it.
Feel that way.
Yeah.
We're always talking about don't call it yellow, call it maize. Now I'm saying, you know who's number one? I'm changing the finger from the index to the middle. And I never thought I would be in that position and enjoy it. It's great.
Welcome to the dark side,
dude. Now Jim gets to come back and look at Commissioner Petitti and say, I'll take the trophy like Bill did to Roger. What the hell? Bring it.
It's great.
Michigan versus everybody, and everybody's like, well, everybody. Like what? So you cheated. And we'll find out. We're in the penalty phase of this because we're now officially in the phase of what did they really do, the cheating? Because we're just as good. And officially, we are the kings of the Big Ten. We rule the roost. Oh, it's so amazing. Because, wait a minute, one more time. What are you hearing from Ohio State? Nothing. You can't say a word. The last 3 years are the last 3 years. And they're doing the math like a beautiful mind right now. Okay, so if Washington loses to Oregon and Texas moves on and Alabama beats Georgia and suddenly, you know, the partridge roosts in the pear tree and all of that stuff. All of that stuff. Trying to back in again and almost win it last year. Maybe they will. Maybe they will. But in the meantime, we're kicking up. Kicking up.
There you go.
Our feet. And heading to Indianapolis again, where Jim Harbaugh can take the trophy, point to everybody saying, my name's in the Ring of Honor, in that building, and move on. And whatever happens then, in my mind, is gravy. And whatever the NCAA comes in and wants to give Jim a parting gift to force him out to the NFL, even though he's already gotten three games of a suspension, he's back. Go on a winning streak and flip everybody off. Never thought I'd be in this position, Chris. I need to take notes from you.
I mean, what have we been talking about
for
the last decade?
Because we're here.
Come on, man.
We're here. The number of times I hear about it. But now, guy's gone. Penn State, what time is it? You're gone. Also, three, number of wins in a row over Ohio State. And the guy's not even there anymore. And you had a month and a half to switch your signs up. And clearly, that game was in doubt. And Michigan came up with the plays to win. And I'm hearing nothing from that school down south or whatever you want to call it. All right.
Oh, you feel good?
Great.
You need to light a cigar after that.
You know what?
I got one around here.
I feel great.
We can go home now.
We can go home now.
We got some Kentucky Derby cigars. I think you need to break them out.
We can go home now. Now do it in the playoff.
Oh, no. Listen, you are not wrong.
That is their playoff. That's their championship.
No. Chris,
they do.
Fair, completely fair, 1,000,000% fair. Let's see what happens now. Because I think they're going to come out here.
Rose Bowl.
By the way, beating Iowa, I understand what the odds makers with their over-under setting says that they're not even going to score a touchdown. right?
Oh, I haven't looked at
No, people are
line,
telling me,
yeah.
all of my Michigan guys are saying, look at the line and look at the over-under, and the line that Michigan has them but winning, you do the math, yeah. and they don't believe Iowa's going to even score a touchdown.
Actually, a touchdown. Okay. It's 23
so,
and
fine.
35
And it's always tough, and my heart will be in my throat, and I'll look at Susie at some point on Saturday night saying, why does this mean so much to me? It's going to happen again at some point. Sure. I mean, it'd be great to be placed in a rocking chair on Saturday and not have to worry about it. But I think they're going to come out here and take on the Pac-12 champ, who is going to be awesome.
Yeah, either way, an offense you haven't seen
either way
this season.
And
yeah,
by the way, a future Big Ten opponent.
True. Oregon was good.
True.
So, and then, dude, it's going to be great.
Oregon was good.
But I'd rather be in it than not.
Yep.
And I'd rather be in it as a three-time Big Ten champ than not. And I'd rather be in it as a three-time Big Ten champ conference championship game participant because of three straight wins over the Ohio State, which is sitting in the home. And I'd rather, more than all of us, be doing that with the rest of the world having nothing to say about the previous 2 years being Fugazi. Over. Don't want to hear it. And if you want to say it, say it to someone else. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Oh, baby. I need to turn on Netflix here on Roku and chill. That felt that good.
Somebody break out the vodka.
All right, folks, let's talk about game time, and let's talk about buying tickets to big-time events because it can be worrisome, it can be time-consuming, and it can be expensive. So game time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. You can see the view from your seat before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. They have all-in prices that show you your total up front so you know you're getting a great deal without hidden fees. And how easy is it to use? You can buy tickets on game time in seconds with two taps, and there's a game time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, game time will credit you 110% of the difference. It is so awesome. I use it. You should as well. For sports, music, comedy, did I mention theater events? All near you. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with game time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, it's so easy, and use code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. All right, folks, let's talk about game time, and let's talk about buying tickets to big-time events because it can be worrisome, it can be time-consuming, and it can be expensive. So, game time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. You can see the view from your seat before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. They have all-in prices that show you your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal without hidden fees. And how easy is it to use? You can buy tickets on game time in seconds with two taps, and there's a game time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. It is so awesome. I use it. You should as well. For sports, music, comedy, did I mention theater events? All near you. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, it's so easy, and use code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. So I've been doing leg work recently.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I did it the other day. And
walking lunges.
Just me putting my feet up. Started cramping up. Fought through it. Because you know what? I'm the tougher host. You know what I mean? I'm just taking inspiration.
Yeah, Greeny would have folded.
Oh,
is that
please.
What you're saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know why you choose him out of all the hosts.
I figure he's probably the weakest.
Come on.
Sorry. I meant physically. Sorry.
Should we have an American Ninja Warrior on television, sports television host?
Yes.
You think?
I mean, I think Pat would be the clear favorite. Does he count as an ex-athlete? But I mean, I'd say yes.
You can't have athletes, ex-athlete. Because he's an athlete. Punters are athletes, too.
Yeah.
That's an athlete.
He was a place kicker in college.
Yeah. Even though he lied his way into that, right?
He lied his way into punting.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
To Bill Polian.
Or holding. No, he lied his way into holding.
Holding. Oh, and then
remember that?
And then he faked.
He lied his way. Like, Polian asked him, can you hold, right?
Sure, of course.
When it was time to, like, be drafted, right? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So it was time to hold, and he's now holding for Vinatieri. Who he told, hey, man, I lied my way into this holding gig. Yeah,
don't screw this up.
And Vinatieri's like, we're going to start
He sent him a holding camp or something, right? Maybe Kyle Brandt's probably the favorite.
Story again.
Kyle Brandt's probably the favorite, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
We should do a host Ninja Warrior. No. I think we could probably make that happen. Hey, they film in Vegas. We could do it Super Bowl week.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, let's start cultivating this.
I got to stretch my quads because
Gymnasts.
Hey,
that would be amazing. I mean, I'm here for all of this.
Yes,
JB.
Right.
This is great. Come great on. Idea.
Manaphy in a unitard. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network.
I'm
sitting at a Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I just got in my zone right there. And I do know that we're on in many great cities in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, well. They had 8th Street.
Hey, and to those on our new affiliate in Cincinnati, I lone wolf the Bengals because I heard what Jordan Palmer had to say about Jake Browning.
And they looked good for a minute until Browning
threw that ball late and then he threw the pick. And it looked like they were going in to go up, 10-6 at the worst, maybe 14-6.
Yeah.
So
I had the Bengals in the tease. So
what does that mean?
I'll tell you later.
Jay in Michigan. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's take your call, Jay. What's up?
Hey, Rich. Love the show.
Thanks, pal.
Alumni from 2013 here.
Okay.
I live in a world where my daughter has never known losing to Ohio State. Everyone's talking about Day being on the hot seat, but why is no one talking about why the man would want to stay there after prominent people are calling for his head and he's 90% winner of his games? Why would anyone? First of all, they got to live in Ohio, and then they got to deal with that.
Wow. Look at you, Jay, going in hot. Going in hot. Hey, listen, Ryan Day, I'm sure, is paid handsomely for the gig, and I'm sure I don't know him all that well.
He is a really good coach.
And I'm sure his family must love it there. I mean, why would he want to leave there? Honestly. Like, you know, recruits come in nonstop. And thanks for the call. I saw Maurice Clarett went all in on him.
Ah, come on.
All in on him, like right away. Right away. Like, why did he not try to get closer for a field goal at the end of the first half, let the clock wind down, called timeout, kicked it, and they missed it? Mm. You know, the play calling is different in this game than he was against Georgia. He tightens up against Michigan. I don't know. I just think, I don't know. Again, the Michigan Wolverines the last 3 years have been tougher when it all comes down to it. I mean, the numbers support it, and the eye test supports it. But last year, after losing that big game in his own house, they had the good fortune of getting in the playoffs and had the Georgia Bulldogs beaten.
Yeah, they should have won that
essentially
game. You could say Ohio State could be coming off a national championship season.
Right. You know, so I know I had my fun by saying, you know, don't get rid of him. But, I mean, I think he's a terrific coach, and I'm glad he's on Ohio State. And keep on sending those kids to the pros, man. I mean, last year's offensive rookie of the year, Ohio State, Garrett Wilson.
Yep.
This year's offensive rookie of the year, C.J. Stroud, Ohio State. Next year's offensive rookie of the year,
Yep.
Could very well be Marvin Harrison Jr.
Could be the first pick in the draft. For all we
very
know.
Well could be, right?
You know? Yeah.
What do all three have in common despite being at Ohio State?
Oh, geez.
They lost their last games to Michigan. And
wow,
this time around, had a tough time winning on the same weekend. I'm just spitting facts. What?
I understand.
What's not factual about it?
Rich, I thought it was funny on GDM yesterday that James Palmer wanted nothing. He just got right to his report. You were trying to bait him.
At one point, his voice was hoarse, and I'm like, sounds like you were yelling at the TV yesterday, James. But it's not fair to, by the way, it's not fair for me to put him in that position because he doesn't know what's coming.
No, you're just unloading on him.
And at one point, he even said, you know, I have 40 seconds. I only have, because they are told to keep it tight.
Right.
So here I am saying something. It's a non sequitur because he can't retort.
Right.
Because he doesn't have the time.
Well,
and then B,
all right, here in
he's missing two things. One time, B, facts.
Yeah.
Can't push back.
Yeah, people hate facts. So.
Can't push back.
Yeah.
Where's Breer? Let's get him on.
Come on. Why'd you do that?
By the way, my two Ohio State friends, Breer, Don Weir, money manager to the Stars. It was really cordial. You know, a congratulatory text.
Oh, they said congrats.
Yeah, very cordial.
Okay.
Just talking about, you know, the back and forth of the game. Yep. Just wondering, for a friend, when does the cordial nature when does that end? Like, what's the?
Wait, for them or for you?
What do they have to say to me? How does it end? Discordially? I don't know what's the word. Uncordial?
At what point? Be the bigger person.
I am. You know what? Because that's for another day.
Right. Another day.
Talk about it for another day. That's for another time.
Another time.
Last 2 years is for another time. Now it's the time to talk about the last 3 years.
Speaking of which, we have a Buckeye here. Did Liz speak to you today?
She was doing other things this weekend. Wasn't into it.
I didn't see her come out.
I did text Graham Rahal.
Oh.
Yeah, because Liz has a photograph of me in an Ohio State uniform and him doing the O for the OH, and I'm flipping the bird to the camera. She's got that framed in her office. Mm-hmm. I sent that to Graham saying, this picture is so old and dated, it should be in black and white.
Nice.
Okay.
They won 8 in a row, so maybe when you get to 8, you can see the big
You know, but this one again. Last one where it's winner in and loser, you know, 99% out. Yeah. And then also with the, we could have absolutely, all we needed to be is just 1/10 of a point better than you on the scoreboard on Saturday. And the last 2 years is now all washed away because clearly you had cheated your way to wins. That now has been removed as an option, as a retort for everyone, I might add. What, Mike?
America's people like myself that don't have a football team want to know, why was the score closer in this game than the past two games?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you could look that way.
Did you set him up for that?
No, he actually asked me.
Because I did research.
Yeah, he said it to me.
You did research.
And I don't normally do research.
I usually spew my guess.
Why was it close?
My trolling just comes out normally. Yeah, I don't usually do research.
The last two games, caved in the fourth quarter. You're aware of that?
Yeah.
Okay. So Michigan just kept their cheating in their back pocket until the very end. They just want to keep it interesting. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Moron.
Don't make light of the scandal, Rich. Come on.
Okay.
It's a real thing that happened.
Let's go to, who are we going to talk about? Billy in Jacksonville. Let's go to Billy in Jacksonville. Billy Baru. What's up, Billy?
Billy.
Hey,
how you doing, big dog?
What's up, big dog?
I told you, Miami's gonna spank them Jets. I'm sorry.
No, don't.
I know that's your boys.
I knew that was coming. I did.
Hey, by the way, just on, I love you guys. You guys are the bomb.
Thanks, Billy.
Now we got the Commanders. We got the Jets again.
Yep.
Then we got the Ravens. What? New Year's Eve? Christmas? Hang on 1 second.
No, I got the I got your back for you right here. The Miami Dolphins have the Ravens coming up on that's in week 17. You got the Cowboys before them. You got the
My boy in the corner. I love you, Cowgirls, but you know what? I'm sorry.
Be careful. Be very, very careful.
Okay. Okay.
Because I'll tell you what,
my apologies.
Billy.
Hey, Billy. The Cowgirls cheerleaders. Hey,
Billy, here's the thing. Thanks for the call, Billy. Really appreciate it.
All right, Billy. Enjoying his Monday.
Gotta send Billy on his way before he gets to Dolly Parton. Hey, listen. Hey. The Miami Dolphins. Let's talk about them, shall we? Let's talk about them. Let's talk about your Miami Dolphins. The Black Friday game was insane. I did an instant reaction for our YouTube.
Yeah.
So for our Roku audience, I'll review it in a second. But they're at Washington. Then they've got a Monday nighter. By the way, that's a doubleheader. Not a doubleheader. It's a two games. They're returning the two games at once for week 14. There's two Monday nighters at the same time.
Oh, sweet.
Simultaneous Monday that's nighters fun. Week 14. Oh. Then they've got the Jets at home, Dallas at home, at Baltimore, home for Buffalo. The rubber meets the road in the last three games.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Them,
okay? Absolutely.
So that's for sure. They've got three games that they should win, and those are the games that they are winning. They're winning the games that they should win. As we know, they are in the penthouse of the who have they really beaten.
Yeah.
2023
Cowboys,
NFL season.
Cowboys are looking around in their apartment building. Right. Like, any spots available?
Yeah. They're on the elevator going up.
Yeah.
But the Dolphins have the penthouse with the 360 views of the keys.
Oh yeah.
Right. Of that narrative tower, the tower of narrative in the NFL. And I'll just say this to the South Florida fans. You best show up at the Hard Rock Stadium. You best show up at that stadium because I'll tell you what.
Tell you what, ma'am.
If you don't show up on week 16 and the Dallas Cowboys are coming into town, you want to talk about a home game on the road? All those empty seats need to be dressed up by actual Dolphin fans because it's going to be, Tua is going to have to go silent snap in his own home. I mean, it's time to show up, right? Show out. I shouldn't say that because I'm not totally privy to their attendance totals. I'm just assuming that what's done in the past has been happening now. And at Baltimore and home for Buffalo, those are the ones. But they certainly have the edge going into December in that division. 1,000,000%. And I am not surprised at all about what happened in the Black Friday game, that the Dolphins showed up and the Jets defense would ball out and keep it close.
Yep.
And they pick off Tua for a pick six.
Oof, that was nuts.
And Greg Zuerlein missed, leading to one of the many terrific Al Michaels lines, including, I guess he forgot how to kick extra points. They haven't scored a lot of touchdowns. Great line. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the general sense of Al's comment.
Yeah, they haven't scored very much.
Yeah, haven't scored very much. Guess he forgot how to kick extra points. Missed it. And then another interception right before the half with 2 seconds to go. And it's just like, what can go wrong? Go for Hail Mary. What can go wrong? And then Devon Holland picks off the ball that Tim Boyle, by the way, couldn't get in the end zone, landed at the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
And he ran 99 yards. And as I'm watching that, I'm thinking to myself, what is with this franchise and this building on this weekend? What is with him? And this franchise against this team, and like this is supposed to have changed the same old Jets. This is supposed to have changed with Aaron Rodgers coming here. And, and the fake spike team with the fake spike quarterback was in the house. That there's another Dolphins moment against the Jets forevermore. And it's this one. I don't know what you're calling it. You can't call it the Fail Mary, right? Isn't that what they called the touchdown that was
Green Bay and
the
Seattle.
Green Bay Seattle, yeah. Like the replacement refs, Fail
yep.
Mary?
Yep. I saw Hail Mary.
Hail Mary's not a bad one.
Yeah.
Hail Mary.
What was the other one I saw?
That's not a bad one. And the other thing I immediately thought of is, you know, Al Michaels is the voice of my Thanksgiving MetLife misery. Called the butt fumble 11 years ago and now called the Hail Mary. And also, what's with Al Michaels calling pick sixes that started somebody's goal line?
Yeah, right.
James Harrison, he called that one. Different stakes, uh-huh. I understand.
Well,
there are different. Still. There are many other, I would think, impediments to Harrison getting in the end zone than what the Jets put up on Holland.
But still, I mean, an amazing play nonetheless.
How many, name me another instance of a ball returned from your goal line to the other team's end zone at the end of a half, first or second, right? First or second half, but let's just talk first halves, where times run out in the middle of the return, where you're now at the point of no return. You either gets, you get no points if you don't return it, or you get points if you return it.
Crazy.
It's Harrison and Holland, two H's, Al's in the booth for both.
Yeah, no idea.
And the Jets are done.
Rich.
They're done. They're done. The Jets are done. And I think we're done talking about him until Rodgers makes his decision to come back, which I think he's nuts to do. And I don't blame him for wanting to do it. I don't blame him for wanting to do it because he's sitting here in Marina Del Rey for weeks and months working his ass off to get to this remarkable point where it's even a conversation. I don't blame him for wanting to come back and saying, I did it. I don't blame him, but this line is on second and third and fourth stringers. There was one guy at right guard who got cut by the Titans, who are going to be maybe top five on the clock. Yeah. Got cut from them in early October, and the Jets are picking him. Like, why would Rodgers, who will be 40 years old next week, want to come back behind that? Other than, you know, wanting to prove that he can do it, and then maybe out of sense of team, that he feels like he let them down, even though, you know, it may be MetLife's turf that let him down as Phillips got his Achilles taken from him. Yeah. That kid is really good. Miami's going to – that could leave a mark on Miami's Super Bowl hopes.
He was balling.
Right? Yeah. And so – and I understand maybe he wants to save Nathaniel Hackett because this guy has shown no ability – to change this offense on the fly to make the quarterbacks look better. And it could be the protection. It could be a whole bunch of stuff all in one. It's not just one thing. But and then the Jets keep sending him out in front of a microphone to talk word salad, which drives me nuts about what needs to be done. I mean, even Garrett Wilson said he has no words anymore. And that was before what happened with Michigan. But that said, he is one of those warriors that Ohio State sent to the next level. And even he's without speech. So I'm until Rodgers comes back, you know, I know the Jets have, who's next? Atlanta? Yeah. Atlanta at home and then Houston at home. I mean, you want to talk about being ugly. What if they're number two overall pick quarterback comes in and lights them up. They have a defensive lapse, and in comes Stroud with Tank Dell and Nico Collins and Devin Singletary, who was the Bills saying, you take him. How about they come in and smoke the Jets, smoke them in front of a no doubt empty house. Who's going to want to come and watch this team put barely points on the board in like 20-degree weather against the Houston Texans in New York, in New Jersey? I mean, it's a tough road to hoe. So I don't blame Rodgers for wanting to come back, but until he does, I'm kind of out of the Jets conversation business.
I don't know. You were so high talking about Michigan.
This weekend was wild.
You come down a little bit. I want to keep you up,
I'm
man.
Fine. I'm fine.
Get off this Jets.
Hey, sugar and spice.
Sports, man.
Sugar and spice. Sports.
You know, you were saying it with your chest, and now you're sitting it down.
One thing, one, you know. Yeah. One over another. Hey, but at least for Brockman's sake, Bailey Zappi got the memo at the end. Or Chad Ryland.
Chad Ryland got the memo
at the end. We'll talk about that. More phone calls. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Josh Dobbs coming up in hour three.
Tommy DeVito.
Let's talk Audible, people. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment all in one app. Titles in every kind, in all categories. Wellness, bestsellers, and new releases, as well as podcasts and originals. And Audible members can keep one title a month from the entire catalog. You keep it. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. You know, I travel a lot, especially during football season. And right now, listening to player memoirs from Audible really helps me relax and pass the time on long flights. With the app, you can listen anywhere as it's all in one spot. Whether I'm on a transatlantic flight or on a long car ride with my family, I just put on an audiobook from Audible and boom. It's so easy to just listen. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/Eisen or text Eisen to 500-500. That's audible.com/EISEN or text EISEN to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days.
Half redneck, half posh, 100% fun. Trey Crowder and Corey Ryan Forrester try and learn fancy culture in putting on airs.
The host of the Medium Popcorn Podcast, Brandon Collins and Justin Brown.
Okay, so Paddington 2 had like 100% of Rotten Tomatoes for years.
You guys ruined that?
Justin came in and like took it down like 2 points because of his rating. That's the time we started getting death threats.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I didn't know.
People worship that movie.
Putting on airs. The podcast is on YouTube and wherever you listen.
All right, let's take a quick phone call here as we're back on Roku. Patrick in New Jersey, you're here. What exit are you from, Patrick?
Hi, Rich. I can't believe I'm finally on. I love you guys so much. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
I see you guys every day. I'm actually a lone Broncos fan in New Jersey.
What exit are you from? You did not answer my question, Patrick. What exit are you from?
I'm from Walbeck. It's like near like Paramus area.
Okay.
I'm like 40, like a half hour-ish from MetLife.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
All right, so exit. What, Mike, take a guess. What exit is he from?
We said Paramus, right?
What do you think? Oh, exit one something? What do you got?
150?
150? Garden State?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. What else you got, Patrick? What's on your mind? You're Bronco
so,
fan, huh?
I just want to apologize to you as a Jets fan being stuck in Nathaniel Hackett because we were stuck with him last year. But anyway... I'm a Broncos fan, and I'm just wondering, I cannot believe we're 6-5 right now. I thought we were looking at the draft, and now we're looking at the playoffs. My question is, do you think if the Broncos legitimately make the playoffs, is there no dispute that Sean Payne should get Coach of the Year for the turnaround?
Thanks for the call, Patrick. What do you think? That's not a bad question right there.
It's close. I mean, they'd have to win out, probably, for him to get.
It's tough to have it, but I mean... Usually the adversity is you're overcoming the previous year, which he would be doing, and a 70-point game.
70 burger.
On game day morning, they showed a ton of stats about how well the Broncos have been playing over the six-game stretch. And I said, you know, basically, there's no question we've seen defenses play like this over a six-game stretch. But maybe it's the first time in the history of the NFL that a defense is playing this like this over a six-game stretch after giving up a 70-point game.
It's true. Yeah, pretty much.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on our radio show, and one of our listeners just called in and said, or viewers just called in to say, you know, does Sean Payton deserve Coach of the Year if the Broncos make the playoffs? I mean, right now, you know, the other ones you would talk about are D'Amico Ryans, who's Texans – got beat yesterday, but there's still more time, obviously. I had Dan Campbell going into the season. They just slipped up.
So he's the favorite still, Dan
Stefanski,
Campbell.
I mentioned the other day, and now, you know, it looks like they might be on to Flacco, right, or back to P.J. Walker as DTR got concussed in the loss in Denver. And then you look at Denver's schedule. How big is this game at Houston?
Huge.
Massive.
This weekend.
Massive.
Right?
You got to think the loser of that. Outside looking in.
Well,
on the playoffs,
I mean, the loser of that, if you're looking at wild cards, which I think Denver is in Kansas City's west, and now the Texans are two games behind Jacksonville in the south, you're talking wild card paths to the playoffs. That's huge.
Yeah.
And then there's still two games between the Chargers and Broncos left. That's huge. They visit Detroit, which could be on NFL Network on a Saturday. That's big. I'll be calling for sure the Christmas Eve night game in Denver against New England, winnable, at Vegas. Hey, man, if Denver finishes up like 12-6, how do you not give, I mean, 11-6, pardon me, 11-6 or 12-5 would be them winning out. 11-6? You give Sean Payton coach of the year, and Russ is now redeemed after they start 1-3?
Sean Payton's
pardon me, 1-4?
Sean Payton has the 7th best odds on FanDuel right now.
You got, let's play that Russell Wilson soundbite. This is him about how better this team is for having the losing ways this season.
Yeah, I think, first of all, we're resilient. You know, I think the best part about us is we've been resilient for all these games. We've played some really great teams, you know, some, you know, top echelon teams, you know, obviously in the AFC, Kansas City, you know, obviously, you know, Buffalo on the road, which is a tough environment. And then, you know, obviously the Cleveland's been, you know, great all year against a great defense and everything else. I think the best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
There you go. Which, by the way, I think should be a new drop for us. The best thing about us is us.
I don't know what that means.
You know what it means? Here's what it means. President
the best
Wilson.
Thing about us, though, is it's about us.
Hey, we got it.
About us.
I think what it means is I think President Wilson is back at the podium after a year away. When last year the podium was all just him coming up there and having to fight through the awful result, many of them his own misery involved, and him then saying, Broncos country, let's ride, and walking off. And everyone's just like, he's just not, like what's happened to Russ?
He's a robot. Yeah.
And now President Wilson is back at the podium talking about the state of his team.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
Yeah.
You ever think
you've got nothing to fear but fear itself is basically, that's the football version of that. The best thing about us is us.
I mean, I know Sean Payton got a lot of grief for what he said in the preseason about the previous regime, but now you're kind of looking at things and going, was he right?
Well, I mean, look, we all, no.
You got to put a whole
the
new
thing about that,
in.
Excuse me, the thing about that was never about whether he was right. It was whether he was wrong to say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
so, and then the 1-4 start allowed the pile on to hit. But now they're 6-5. And if they go to Houston and beat them, they would be 7-5, having, you know, leapt ahead of the Texans and the Bills, who they already have a tiebreak against. And the Bengals are on a new quarterback, and the Raiders are on a rookie quarterback. They could 100% separate themselves, and now they've beaten the Browns. They have a tiebreak on them. The Broncos are in really good shape.
Yep.
And Sutton is catching it, and you know, the last couple of games, the run hasn't been all that great. And now they're putting kids on the back of sheep, and it's running all over the place.
That was nuts.
I mean, Broncos country, let's ride. Figuratively and literally
on the
a
back
sheep.
Of sheep.
That's right. They used to be the sheep, and now kids are riding them.
It was crazy.
And President Wilson is back.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
That is the new slogan for RES Consulting. Right there.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Is this President Wilson a new thing? Because I don't recall ever hearing this.
No, I mean, just like, you know, he would stand up there, give you the state of the Seattle Seahawks address.
It's like super
and then, you know,
generic.
He started out as aw shucks, one of those rookies that's learning how to become a vet, and then a vet that's dominating, and then a vet who's got a trophy. And then, you know, and then he goes to Denver, and that all falls flat. Now he's back there.
Man, people are writing Russ off, man.
Damn straight.
He's cooking.
He didn't write back.
Just like Geno. Is he comeback player of the year?
Russ? No.
Hey, if Geno came back from the bench, he's come back from excommunication.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Sean Payton told us why that was.
He's 34-1, Russell Wilson.
Comeback player of the year?
Yeah.
See, people are even thinking it's possible.
It's DeMar Hamlin, Tua, Josh Dobbs coming up next hour.
He's coming back for one of the worst Subway commercials of all time.
Now, that is true.
Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers.
Those were
ahead of him.
Who's ahead of Aaron Rodgers would be comeback player of the year just for coming back?
20-1. I mean, maybe he comes back next week and he guys win a few games. FanDuel, very respected.
Who's number one right now on that?
DeMar Hamlin is minus money.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I mean, that kind of goes without saying. But.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of wild.
Best thing about us is us.
It's us.
Broncos country.
That's right.
Let's do it. Hour number three, Josh Dobbs, your phone calls, and I'll talk about the Buffalo Bills in a moment.
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
Too much time is spent discussing talent's age. The younger demo is just as excited about a Paul Heyman or a John Cena or an Undertaker or Becky Lynch, or I don't care what their birth certificate says, they're going to draw a younger demo because they're fun to watch and they're great entertainers.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.